My name is Mark Followill. You're listening to another dumb podcast. These guys are freaking morons.
Another dumb podcast. No, I like it. It's not dumb.
It's called another dumb podcast.
That makes sense. So you could have just said, I'm doing another dumb podcast.
Yeah. Again, basketball dumb guy over here. Sorry.
On the dumb podcast.
Trying to think the lost episodes. There's a few of them that I straight up can't find. The biggest secret one is me and Jacob at like, it was at like midnight, and we were playing on this, you know, I think it was like the first time we even were gonna be on, you know, a Google Meet or whatever. And I was like, dude, I think I got this thing figured out. And and so we were playing around on it, and I go and I recorded, and then we like brought a few people on like that were on Twitter. I was like, hey, if you want to jump on this, let us know. And like some random guy, and he was like, I want to say his name was Chad or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was just like smoking a cigarette in like his garage or something like that. He's like, what's going on, man? Just like. Like I didn't know if Jacob knew him, but I was like, I have no idea who this dude is.
Right.
And it was a little awkward, but also really entertaining. So.
Yeah, I've been a part of some of those various lost episodes where you go for an hour or so and you realize immediately, oh wait, somebody didn't have something plugged in or turned on and it's just gone. And then some others where you did it and then something happened, you know, there was panic in the software like 6 minutes in. So you got a pristine 6 minutes and then it was just nothing after that.
I think that's when I interviewed Grego, I think I was like freaking out badly. I was like, I cannot lose this audio, because I was like looking at the recorder like the entire time.
It's like, that's still out there, right? Like if you go back through
the archives, history, you can listen to that. I don't know if you should or wouldn't want to. I mean, maybe the last time that anyone will ever hear his voice, except for on the Eagle. No, I mean the Freak. So
no, they're not. They're not ever running that back.
Yeah, I was about to say, they probably threw that one away after, you know, Grego got thrown off Twitter once again.
Yeah, they've already played that. They've already played that card. I think that's just done. I think it's going to be... I mean, you stay in touch with him, so you know
what's going on. Dude, you say that. I have his number, and he never answers.
Yeah. The next thing we're going to hear from him is when it's... There's a picture of him in the newspaper with a
on Fox 4
three paragraph tribute, and services are being held here.
I want the tribute to be Hannah Bata, as she goes, as you know, like her trying to explain who Grego is in relation to.
She's explaining what stay hard means.
Yeah, so stay hard, Grego.
The headline or whatever that is that. The old news story that got the name of the show wrong. I can't remember if it was that or not.
Well, I don't know.
I used to run that clip.
Poor Grego. I don't know. He's gone through a lot, man. But
he has. And it's weird because a lot of it is very self-inflicted.
Yeah.
And almost all of that he completely freely admits, yet he just seems to keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's, you know... That podcast went so well, and he was so receptive. And he's like, "We should do that again." I go, "Let's do it again." And then Grego,
you knew that was never happening.
And I know. I remember I called him one time. I finally got like every now and then I'll just like randomly call him. I know that sounds weird, but you like, you know. But and this was like 3 years ago, and I called him, and I was like, he goes, "Hello," and I go, "Hey, Grego, it's Brad. What are you doing?" And he's like, "I don't think I'm supposed to talk to you." and then he just hung up. I'm like, "Dude, what happened?"
Like, what an odd response.
Yeah, like the CIA had told him, "Don't speak to him."
Yeah, he's an odd
poor Grego.
Odd dude.
So no, So how's it been going, Jay? It's been a while. I think it's been a month. We're doing better than other podcasts, but it's been quite a while since I've done a podcast.
Yeah, I think at least October for me.
Oh God, I'm gonna
I don't
have
know
to
if you had one in between there, but definitely October for me.
Yeah, where we reviewed. Do you think the Rangers are going to win the World Series? Yeah, that
oh,
was.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It was you that and was, me.
That was our very generic content.
We're just like, I don't think this is possible because this is obviously. If you're okay, go back to the last episode, episode 117. You will find out that me and Jay bat around the bush and just like, I don't know, it's probably not going to happen. I mean, it'd be kind of cool, I guess, but.
Hey, I had Rangers in 5.5 games. Yeah. Was my firm
5.5.
Firm prediction.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. And you know, I've been working a lot. I'm not trying to bring the house down, but I've been working a lot and I've been very stressed. So like I feel like I'm gonna get some downtime sometime, like probably next year. Sometime next year. And like all these things are gonna like
sink in
finally on me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be like, oh, that really did happen. And then like I'm waiting for, you know, again, the World Series happened and that was awesome, da 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 da. And but then my grandmother had passed away a few months before that, and that was already really busy too, and I kind of, that was a weird time, and I'm like, am I gonna be like sometime next year and then I'm just gonna like be not as busy and I'm just gonna go, the fuck just happened last year?
Yeah.
I don't
it's
know.
Just a whirlwind.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I feel like it's gonna,
well,
you know, I guess we'll figure out what happens, but I don't know. It's been a really weird one. And I mean, I guess what you, man, it'd be really lame to do like a post game on Rangers and be like, hey, you know, that was pretty fun. But
yeah, I think we're past that.
We're past that a little bit. I was gonna literally like, yeah, you know, I had in my mind we were gonna do like, all right, let's go down the line of each player, what they contributed. I was really on.
Give them letter grades.
Yes.
Like Cody Bradford. I don't know, man. I think it's C+ for Bradford. Yeah,
unfortunately,
just go down to 40, man.
Did you see my? I didn't show anyone, but my daughter got to meet Cody Bradford the other day.
Yeah.
Apparently he went to my daughter's elementary school, so they took a photo.
It's like
with
when
him.
He was a kid, he's just not going there all the time now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they
sure
Alito honored.
Understood.
He wasn't just hanging out. What is that? I don't understand your question.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I meant. Like he just goes to elementary school.
He's like, what's going on? That's going, kid.
In full uniform.
It was like, sir, do you have a kid here? Nope, don't have one. What's happening? That would be, oh man. I'm about to say, can we talk about the giddy thing? Is that transitional there?
let's not. I'd probably steer away from that.
Oh, okay. I hear he's not guilty. I hear he's not guilty.
What about our Texas Longhorns? Two notable alums as we are.
Oh yeah, dude. Long. I mean, been there.
Yeah.
Dude, what if the fucking? I'm already thinking of all the championships we're just destined to win in the next few months. Like, oh man, a Stanley Cup, that could be possible. Oh, that could a national championship,
Super Bowl's right there.
Super Bowl's right in our hand. I'm just like, whoa, what if all this is, dude?
What a run!
Yeah, I'm trying to remember last episode. I thought we had some bargaining of things that we would have given for a World Series, and I think it was that the Cowboys never win a World, never win a Super Bowl for like a long
like
period
ever,
of time,
again?
Like ever. Yeah, just like,
I mean, I would have made the trade then, and I would hang with it now.
Yeah,
because I've seen the Cowboys win Super Bowls before, so
maybe
if that's
God,
what it took.
Maybe God heard that, and he's like, you know what, I'm gonna throw.
He's like,
I'm gonna throw.
Wait a second.
I'm gonna throw one in there because y'all don't even want that.
I hadn't even thought of this.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be awesome. So, no, yeah, Longhorns, man, if you're going to get hot, it's kind of like, man, it's kind of similar to the Rangers because they've had a fairly good season, but they're just like right now they're the hottest they've ever been. Like, they're playing the best football they could have ever played right now.
Yeah, it's always the question when you have that month off. Now, can you come back and keep doing the same thing? That's a big question. So we'll see. But it's, you know, they get to play the next game. It's in New Orleans, but I mean, that crowd. I would assume
I'm right in my backyard. Are you coming? I don't think I think I might be here for New. I might be in here New Year's time, but I don't think I can get a ticket.
I will be out of the country, so I will definitely not.
We're gonna have to revisit that one. Okay.
But that game, that game at the Superdome, and then if they win and get to the championship game, the championship's in Houston.
Oh, so
you're gonna have two crowds that are probably, I think, especially the semifinal. I don't know how well Washington's gonna travel. I just picture it's 70-80% Texas fans.
And has this been answered on all sport? I mean, has Washington done this well in the last 50 years? I can't remember the Washington ever being this good.
So they actually made the playoff before, and they got just waxed by Alabama.
I missed that
five touchdowns or something.
Was that in my dark period? What was that? I don't remember that.
I'm going to guess like 2016, just throwing out a random year.
Okay. I'm going to hold it to it because I'm not checking.
And then I think it was it 91? They split the national championship with Miami. But like that's
a goofy year. Oh, what a terrible.
Yeah. No.
How did y'all live through that? I mean, I don't know if you were as cognizant of how that worked, and it's just like, I don't know how they dealt with that.
No, it's dumb. And you had it. Was that 2 years in a row? Because you had Colorado and Georgia Tech split it 1 year, and I think it might have been the very next year, Washington and Miami.
I would have just blown. I'm going to go like, we're going to disband all college sports until we figure this out. I wouldn't even gone any further than that. You just cannot split it twice.
You had the press, the AP's champion, and the coaches poll champion. Just a system more ridiculous than even what we have now.
Well, yeah. But like, you remember watching like the Miami, and again, I was not into college sports until the BCS was a fully big thing. Like, I mean, 05 was probably the peak college football watching. Like, I was not really actually big into college football until around that time. But you watching that Miami thing, they would just win a bowl game, and you're like, sure hope we got it. And like, I don't know. It's such a ridiculous concept.
Yeah. And it was, you'd be in a position sometime that you could be ranked fourth or fifth. And you're just thinking, well, none of the top four teams are playing each other. If they all just happen to lose in their individual bowl games, we've got a shot at this.
Oh my God. That's even crazier.
Nothing like that ever happened to my knowledge, but you could paint the picture of we're four or five spots back, but it's at least feasible we could end up number one at the end.
That's a flawed system. Not that this one is any, I don't know. That's a whole other conversation. I'm sure people have talked that to the death, and you know, I don't really know how you do like a really good college, you know, national championship. I mean, it's just, it's really hard. There's so many teams, and it's no one plays the same amounts, teams.
Yeah, it's not a level playing field. My biggest pet peeve, which years back, I never really thought about this, but in recent years, my biggest pet peeve is the fact that we have preseason rankings in this thing. Like, how is that fair that some team just gets to start? They haven't played a snap, and they just get to start at number three in the country.
Well,
and
it
another
should be,
team is
it should
20
be,
spots back.
Yeah, and it should be, you know, I don't know, analyzed like, hey, yeah, they finished one or two, but they losing like 18 starters or something like that. It's not 18, but you know what I'm saying? Like they're losing a bulk of their team, so they obviously can't test for that. But I don't know. I don't have a good plan at all. This is not not what this is for, but I'm just like, what they have now is just like, let them play, and they have these kind of guidelines, but at the end they'd be like, well, we're gonna put who we like and who can make us the most money. So
if they can make it,
sorry dorks, if you're a great ass team, name a small market awesome team like Boise State is gonna have a hard time ever getting into the college playoff.
In the format right now, virtually impossible. In the new one that starts next year,
that's more possible.
They could barely find their way in.
Yeah.
But because I think I saw something that if next year's format was in place this year, that I think because Liberty finished ranked maybe in the top 20, that they would automatically be a part of the 12-team playoff because they're not a Power 5 conference. But if you're ranked at a certain level, then you're in, even if you're not in the top 12. If that makes sense, because I just saw it how it would look, and they had Liberty as the 12th seed in what the playoff format will be next year, which I don't know. It's fine. Yeah, I guess it's better than what we have now. I think 12 teams is kind of too many. Like, I'm not thinking about whoever finished 11th this year as someone who's even a contender whatsoever to win the whole thing. I think most of those teams are just going to get rolled in the first round. It's just make some money and have an extra weekend of football. But
yeah,
it makes more sense than, hey, we have five power conferences, or did.
Well, yeah.
And
this year's been drunk. This year's been straight drunk for college sport, for college football.
Let's construct a playoff format of four teams when we have five power conferences. Like, it didn't.
No,
it didn't really make sense from the beginning.
Yeah, and there's one conference that absolutely cannot be taken out. There's
and most years it's more of an argument of
should they have two teams in there? Yeah.
And deservedly so.
I got a dumb sports question, because, and if this has changed, then let me know. Because I remember the whole big thing last year, and forgive me for everyone listening. I've not been paying attention to, I'm not listening to the ticket. I'm not listening to really any sports podcasts or anything. So, just, this is pure autism right here. but last year, the whole thing was, TCU had lost in the Big 12 championship, correct?
Yeah, they did.
But they still were able to jump into the playoffs because of how awesome their season was, right? Did they not count that championship?
Well,
did they change something this year? Because it seemed like the championship was a hell of a lot more online than it was last year.
So the committee has always stressed the importance of the conference championship games, but they never, I don't think they wanted to make it some kind of automatic thing that if you win the conference championship, you're automatically in, because they didn't want a lower ranked team to make it in. So they can't really make it where you have to win that game. And the thing is, I can't recall off the top of my head. I know someone who could, but I can't recall off the top of my head who was like fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh last year. And I just don't think there was enough depth of teams that were undefeated or one loss to really jump TCU.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like...
It's the way that fell on that. TCU couldn't... I mean, they still played a competitive game. And did they lose to Baylor that year? Last year?
Who, TCU?
Yeah.
No, the only game they lost was, well, other than the championship, was Kansas State in the Big 12 title game.
I don't know why I had Baylor in there. I was like,
they beat Baylor on a field goal.
That was that really close game.
Where the clock was running and they ran out there and snapped it with 1 or 2 seconds left. But like last year, when Ohio State made it, there was somebody else that might have finished fifth or sixth overall behind TCU, but I think they had two losses.
Okay.
So
it just didn't make sense to take them out of that.
But it was more people still will just say, well, I don't care that they have two losses. Let's say it was Alabama. We'll just say, I don't care if they had two losses. They're Alabama. That's the team wearing those colors, and look at all the games they've won the last decade. You should put them in and that's a terrible –
I hate that.
Like if you're talking about this season and what they've done, fine. But even the other day,
I think Alabama's had one of their worst seasons they've had in probably 10 years.
They've been inconsistent, which I'm not sure what's going to show up when they get in the playoffs. But they won that the other day, and some people were like, "Well, yeah, Alabama has to be in, and they probably need to be at least number three because they just beat a team that had a 29 game winning streak." I'm like, "Well, they beat a program that had a winning streak. There's like however many first round picks from last year and the year before that don't play for Georgia anymore. It's not the same guys.
So was Georgia's strength of schedule not that great though?
I don't think it was. Yeah. I watched them play some this year. They're obviously very, very good, but
I think it's wild that they got left out. I honestly didn't think that they would do that to them, but that's why I was a little confused on it. But I'm only watching them from afar. I'm a little busy.
Yeah, so. I don't think they had anything out of non-conference that was impressive.
See, I hope that stops, dude. There's nothing more aggravating than I always think about like a week 6 or 7 of college football, and you just had like a really good week. And then the next week is total dog shit. No one's playing anybody, and it's really fucking annoying. I mean, I don't know how you get away from it, making these fucking teams play each other. You know, but
well, if you have the super conferences, then they more or less have to.
Yeah, but it seems like they still get out of the. You know, how does someone in the SEC ever fucking play anyone dog shit?
Yeah.
So, I mean, other than, you know, you get to run through Vanderbilt, and, I mean, they need to kick some of those teams out. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, I think there's some long-term thought or maybe fear that some of these schools, they won't – it's well, you expand it to 12. They might not risk playing some other big school in week 2 or week 1 because we don't need it for the strength of schedule. We don't want to risk a loss. And all we got to do is finish in the top 12. I mean, we're all right with that. We'll finish ninth this year. We're still getting in the playoff. But
so
a lot of these are like Texas, for example. Next year, they go to Michigan in non-conference, and then they have their SEC schedule. Plus, and obviously Oklahoma. I mean, that's SEC. But so you've got Michigan, OU. I know Michigan, OU, and Georgia are all on the schedule next year for sure. And then I'm sure, I don't know if they go to Florida. You got to go to A&M at the end. So they've got plenty of strength in their schedule for next year. And I don't know if they'll buy themselves out of any of these, but I know they've got home and homes with Ohio State and I think USC and maybe somebody else that's big here in the next 10 years.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we will continue to follow the story.
We will weekly, actually. Next week, the 2033 Texas schedule, game by game.
Game by game. Another win.
Just think of the 9-year-old right now that's asleep that's going to be playing in that game. Well, don't think about it. It's kind of weird. Tony Bradford.
Don't be thinking about it. Yeah. Don't be getting that up. I'm excited about it. I mean, this is the first, I know, man, it really sucks. Like, I really have a, it's funny how people who don't really know you can totally kick you in the nuts for being a UT fan. And I like it's Jake to talk about in the state that we're in, but like, I'm thinking of like the Hamas and Israel thing. It's like, well, okay. Well, like, I'm just saying, like, I didn't pick to be a UT Texas Longhorn fan. Okay. This is something I grew up with, something yeah. that's ingrained. I have many family members that went to UT. Not, I mean, me too.
Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you. They know me around campus. So it's like, everybody tries to dog me. I'm like, listen, man. I mean, I get your thing. There's a lot of very unlikable UT fans. I get it. But, I mean, I do find it hilarious that it comes up to the Mad Men meme where you're just like, people are like, I feel sorry for you. Is that the one it is? Is when he's like, I feel sorry for you. And he's like, I don't think about you at all. Is that the right one?
That's what it is.
Okay. Yeah. He's like, I don't think about you at all. Like, I don't. Like, the whole thing, everyone you play, everybody does the hook 'em horns and all that. Right. I'm just like, it's hilarious like to me. I go, like, we don't go around, like, going playing Texas Tech and, like, putting that down.
Putting
the guns down. Like, I don't care enough to do that. And I find it funny. And then people will try to, you know, Jacob is such a dork about a lot of this. And, you know, it's like, oh, just another typical. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm not some typical UT fan. I mean, I feel like I'm pretty respectful. I do find it funny when people, you know, I don't find it funny when people, you know, murder Longhorns in front of frat houses.
Right.
But I do find it funny when people like will do the upside down hook 'em horns to an innocent Longhorn just standing there. I do find that funny.
That's all part of the fun and the atmosphere.
But I just want to say, like, other college teams, we don't really think of y'all at all. Like, we don't. I mean, we
you're
like
not helping. You're not helping the situation.
I don't care. I mean, I'm just
listening to this. It's like, this is why I hate you.
Yeah, this is why I hate you. No, I'm just saying we like playing like OU. I have an immense respect for that school. So if I could say that, I'm just like, I have a respect for that school. When they win, I'm usually like, you know, fucker. You know, that sucks. And, you know, I do know some UT people that are very obnoxious about OU. So I do get that. So, like, I know this dumb broad, he knew. He's like, oh, I was driving from whatever to from here. And I don't even get out. I don't even get out of my car when I go through Oklahoma. I don't buy nothing. I don't get gas. I'm like, that's cool, I guess.
Why?
Just like, that'd be really weird if I get sent on a work trip. I don't buy anything in this state, okay? Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's like on Seinfeld when they went to India for that wedding and George didn't go to the bathroom the entire time they were there.
I need to get to that episode.
It's toward the end.
Yeah, it's one of the later episodes.
Yeah.
I ran through let's do something more exciting. I've rewatched Seinfeld.
So it's weird you mentioned that, and it's been a good year to year and a half since I've watched an episode, but I was doing that in like the 21 into 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember how far I got. What are there? 8 seasons?
I think I want to say 8's probably right on.
I got more than halfway through. I think I got into season 5 somewhere, and then just it's like anything that I start watching, if I ever stop and get away from it from any period of time, it is who knows when I'm going back to it. So it fell into that black hole.
No, I think that's same with me, and I think I didn't even, like I said, I didn't even get to the India episode at all because it got so far down the line, and I realized Larry David, and I only know this because I was listening to I was listening to The Hang Zone. And yet, oh, it's nine seasons.
Nine seasons, okay.
It's nine seasons. So, yeah, I remember they almost made 10 years, but they never did. Larry David left after season six or seven. And
yeah.
I was listening to the Hang Zone. Is that what they're called? Yeah, The Hang Zone.
Yeah.
And
the Dumb Zone.
Dumb Zone. Sorry. My bad. I haven't even been listening to those guys very much lately. It's been a
really
busy time. That's busy time, man. It is great stuff.
That's true. Real job.
I got a real job. I'm stressed. True. I'm stressed to the gills. I'm losing weight again, which isn't. I know everyone's like, "Oh, that's really great." No, I'm like, how do you lose weight? I don't eat, and I'm really stressed out right now.
that's not good.
It's not good. My heart really hurts, but damn, I look great.
I'm ripped.
So ripped, and I can feel radiating down my arm. Yeah, dude. Yeah, after watching it though, after he said that. Because I was like, man, there's been some just like really great little quips in there. And then it's like with any like show, like big one's The Office. And so like the first 4 to 5 seasons are like incredible. After that,
yeah,
it gets a little haywire. There's a few gold parts into it. But like Soup Nazi, and then he doesn't show up till like the seventh season or something like that, or six or seven. Like he's a lot later.
And so it's just one episode, right?
I think he maybe has a couple of them, or like
I mean, he shows up in the series finale, but
or like Elaine dancing and all those little goofy little things, and it was all, you know, everybody always latches on, and I'm like, yeah, but some of those fucking episodes kind of stunk. Whereas the early stuff was a lot more clever, and there's like, you know, I don't know.
Now we don't watch it while my kids love it. They think it's, and they don't get some of it, you know, in all the references and some of the details and stuff.
They actually like Seinfeld.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, definitely.
I'm trying to get my kids into.
But there's certain episodes they can't quite appreciate. And, you know, one of my
the main one.
Well, yeah, they're not gonna be able to appreciate that. A few more years.
Yeah, I would say that one's gonna be a hard one to explain.
Yeah. But the one where George and Jerry are at the airport and they just take the limousine.
Oh,
the
limousine, yes.
Driver's there.
Okay, this is such an episode that, again, oh, it's Soup Nazi. I was like, this is the best episode.
Yeah.
Okay, explain that. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, they take the limousine, and then they subsequently find out that it's headed to Madison Square Garden because they think that George is O'Brien, and I forgot what his first name is supposed to be, and he's speaking at, like, this neo-Nazi event.
Yes.
They show up at the arena. There's all these protesters and stuff. They try to get out of there. At some point, they're held at gunpoint. I can't remember all the details.
Well, I mean, regardless, you just say that point. They jump in a limousine, and it turns out it's a Nazi's limousine, which is fucking hilarious.
So there's I think there's only one episode of the series that they won't show it in syndication. I don't know. It might be on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
But I want to say it was the next to last episode, and it was set. There was a Puerto Rican pride parade in New York City. And at some point in time, Kramer's, I don't know what he was doing, but he accidentally sets the Puerto Rican flag on fire. And then people see him and he's stomping on the Puerto Rican flag as it's burning. And then that was ultimately labeled as it's very offensive to the territory of Puerto Rico.
I was trying to look up if they had the most controversial episodes. I couldn't really find that part. I don't know. There's other parts that are kind of, you know, Kramer goes on an AIDS walk and
he wouldn't wear the ribbon.
It's like, well, I'm already in the walk. Like, why do I have to wear the ribbon? You got to wear the ribbon. I don't know.
Those guys are so aggressive.
But it's like, it's funny, but it's also like, it's not in a real life type of thing. I don't know. Like,
yeah, there's not a whole lot of, not a lot of life lessons there.
No. And I, what's frustrating, well, I say what's frustrating is most of the part of the whole series, except for towards the end, and this is where I think they jumped the shark kind of thing. It was like, nothing goes well for anyone at the end of the, like, where everyone learns a lesson or something. Yeah. It's like, everything's bad. So it starts, oh, this great thing happened, and then the real issue comes about, and then at the end, everything implodes that was supposedly good at the beginning.
Right.
So, I don't know. That's, well, you just stick with that.
Have you heard recently that there's pretty strong rumor that they're going to get back together and do something, like whether it's one episode or a short series of them?
Well, unless here's what I'm finding out about it. And again, I get it. I'm enjoying them. I think maybe enjoying it more as like, again, it's a nostalgia 90s thing now. But like, I don't think Jerry's good at, you're like, why isn't Jerry in all these movies? It's like, because he's a terrible fucking actor. Like, he's terrible.
To me, that was part of the attraction.
I get it. So bad. He's so bad. But he's also, I don't think, as funny as people probably let on. And without Larry David, no one would know his fucking name.
I mean, that's true.
I think that is undoubtable. There's no way anybody could even dispute this. No one would know Jerry Seinfeld's name without Larry David. So
not well. I mean, he would have been, if you just happened to be into stand-up comedy, because I mean he was already established with that for quite a while. But not the, like, you wouldn't just be able to go out and just say the name Seinfeld and people will be, oh, okay, yeah.
The only thing I appreciated about Seinfeld is he had that one documentary years back where he's like, I'm getting rid of all my shitty material. I'm like, well, why didn't you get rid of it already, number one? And then it just shows him bomb for an entire documentary, and it's pretty hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, it's called The Comic.
Okay.
And he like goes into these clubs like, hey, what are you doing? And it's like crickets. No one's fucking laughing. And he's like, yeah. All right. So
okay, I've checked that out.
It's really good to see like very funny people absolutely eat their
yeah.
eat ass.
It has to happen to everybody, whether it's the material or
it's part of it. But again, we only get the nice, clean version of, hey, this is comedy. So, yeah. But it's comedy. So I went to a comedy show like last weekend.
Okay. Like, and improv or?
I actually went down to Austin at Cap City, by the way. Very good club. If you want to make a trip to Austin and you can't get it to the mothership or whatever else down there, dude, Cap City, fucking great comedy place.
Okay.
And I don't know if you, do you go to comedy shows very much at all?
Not really.
No.
I mean, I live, less than 5 minutes from the Addison Improv, and I think I've been there twice.
Oh, that's hilarious.
No, three times. Cause I saw Tom Green there once, and I saw Louis C.K. there once. And I saw Steve-O there once.
Steve-O. That is quite the range. He's like, yeah. So obviously you have your type of comic.
This is over the course of like 13, 14 years that I've been there three times.
I think the first time I went there, I saw Patrice O'Neill, RIP.
Okay, yeah.
He's one of my favorite ones.
Often mentioned on here.
Yes.
And then, let's see. I was talking to somebody about this the other day, because are you familiar with Nate Bargatze?
No one can pronounce his name.
I guess not. Okay. What was weird was that he just kind of, I don't want to say blew up, but he hosted SNL and then he was on Game Day and he was just kind of
everywhere.
That was
crazy.
For two or three weeks.
I've known of Nate Bargatze for like, I don't want to say 10 years, but it feels like 10 years.
I think it was 2018 when I went to see him. He was Majestic Theater, maybe.
Oh, so he was already playing that, yeah.
But my wife actually had discovered his stand-up. It was either on Netflix or something else, but it was on Comedy Central. And just randomly watched it, and then she recorded it. She's like, "You've got to watch this. You'll love it."
Yeah.
And I thought it was hilarious, and he's coming through town. I'm like, yeah, let's go see him. And I'm just kind of thinking,
he's getting bigger with Instagram and TikTok now, too.
Yeah, but at the time, I was thinking, this guy's really funny, but, I mean, this is probably the peak for this guy. You know, this big a venue or whatever, that's probably it. I would have never thought that a few years later, even 5 years later, he's hosting Saturday Night Live.
Playing at the Dickies Arena, which
yeah,
I will say if you're gonna watch comedy, I would never go to an arena.
No,
arenas are terrible. I tried to watch Joe Rogan there whenever he played his 420 show a few years back, and I would watch a little bit, and then like the people who are with, we were like talking, and then people other way talking. It's not a way to focus on someone talking. It's only, here's what I'm going to tell you, and I've actually heard comedians admit this. The only reason that you have an arena show is purely for money.
Right.
Okay? Because it's not because, like, man, I love the art and did it. It's like, I'm only here for money right now.
Yeah.
Because the comedian should never jump outside of the biggest thing is a theater. And I think only like a 2,000 to 3,000 seater.
Right.
Because I can't even... I watched Joe Rogan at Nokia one time. And I was like, this is terrible. I can't fucking watch this.
Yeah.
Because there's just some guy who's like, hey, hey. I was just like talking. I'm like, "Are you, shut the fuck up." Like, you know how crazy that is? But again, it's not close enough where Joe Rogan can like see him and go, hey, right, shut up. It's just, you know.
Yeah, because even... if you go see somebody doing a show in Vegas, a comic, it's not like a huge venue.
No.
That you're going into. It's just a theater, like you said, a couple thousand.
Keep it good on that. With that, but so yeah, I went to go see Matt McCusker, who is, I don't know if you know Matt and Shane Gillis and all that.
These are names I've definitely heard of.
These are names. They exist.
They're people.
Yeah. Well, I always gauge everything. I know comedy, and I know what's funny or whatever. But I think it's a lot bigger if they can make your wife laugh. Because I can laugh at any like dirty whatever comic, and I've taken her to some, and she looked at me and she goes, "All right, well, this is dumb. Can we like?" I'm like, "Come on, man, it's funny." he just said dick. But Matt McCusker is one of those that like it was fucking hilarious. By the way, I think he's playing in March in Fort Worth. So if anybody wants to go see him, I would highly suggest him.
Free plug there.
I'll give him all the free. He was so fucking funny. I was saying. Through like comedy, when you're watching the show, you have an opener and you have like basically a host, and then you have a middle guy who does like 20 or 30 minutes, and then you have the headliner. And I am always so nervous for the host and they call it a feature act, and because I'm like, oh, because I've seen tons of these comedy shows, a host comes up and it's just crickets, and a feature comes up and he's bombing in front of, and it, you know, obviously I've never watched a headliner like, you know, suck or like bomb or anything like that, but having the feature bomb or any of those, it's uncomfortable, like you want to leave, like it's that bad. Like it's not that, oh my god, this isn't funny, it's like I'm so uncomfortable I'm gonna have a panic attack because this person's
That can happen, but with a bigger name, I think it's really unlikely because the crowd is just so anxious to see them.
Yeah, and then you get some courtesy laughs at least.
Well, and you also have the phenomenon of you can watch the same comedy set, but I guarantee you will laugh harder if you're there in person than you would if you were sitting at home. Like, you'll have mm-hmm. more of an emotional response. And I think if there's a, like, the threshold to get you to laugh is lower when you're there in person. Some of it might be, hey, I spent $100 to be here. I'm not going to be miserable. I'm just going to make myself laugh.
Yeah, I know. That's why, yeah. I can't stand watching, like, you know, and I've seen Bill Burr a few times, but, like, he does, like, 15-minute sets or whatever. I've never actually seen him do a full hour. But, and I don't know if I ever, honestly don't think I ever will, unless, like, he, like, completely melts down and, like, gets canceled and he has to go back to, you know, the Hyenas, which I don't think he will. But, like, I can't, I've looked at tickets on there. I was like, dude, I am not paying, you know, $150 for me and my wife to go watch comp. I just have no desire. And especially in big arenas, which I don't enjoy big arena shows. So sometimes that's what you got to find a lot of these comics when, like, that makes me mad. One time I was out of town and Shane Gillis was playing at Hyenas. And I was like, God, I really wanted to go to that one. And I was right out of town. And now he's full on. He only plays Majestic. And he'll probably be at Dickey's Arena someday.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just kind of sucks. But,
well, sometimes you miss. You barely miss seeing your heroes. I remember when Dolph Ziggler was doing stand-up comedy here in Plano a few years ago.
Dude, that would be awesome.
It was before COVID. But, yeah, he was at some, I don't know exactly where it was at, but I missed it. But then I saw clips of it. And he actually did comedy for however long. And then he brought somebody up there. He just wanted to see if somebody wanted to take a shot from him just on the stage. That was like part of
sign
his,
a waiver?
Maybe.
Like, you can't just be chopping fans, sir.
He got this guy up there. And I don't know if the guy had maybe said something like, you know, all that stuff is
heckled them or something like that.
It's not going to hurt or something like that. But if I'd have been there, maybe I could have gotten chopped.
Would you have taken a nice chop by Dolph?
Oh, yeah.
What a good transition, too, because I think
I told him that everybody kicks out of the zigzag because they do.
They do, actually. Yeah, let's transition to wrestling and wrap this up.
Okay.
So CM Punk's back. That's fun.
I was in shock, is too melodramatic, but greatly surprised. One, because I just thought the event was over.
They swerved us.
Yeah, big time. And I enjoyed War Games and that last match especially. And it was just kind of the cameras fading back. You put up the WWE logo. We're about to go to some documentary about... Abdullah the Butcher.
24/7.
And then all of a sudden that music hit, and I was just like, oh my God, they did it.
But you know,
I cannot believe they did it.
It was kind of cool because I watched all, like, the next day, like, all the reaction videos were, which was kind of funny because we all had the same reaction. Like, that logo hit up. I'm like, I guess I couldn't get it done. And did it, you know, I'm like, all right, what else is on? Da 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 da. And then, and I'm like, what? So, you know, I had to say about this whole thing, because I don't know who I was listening to. I wasn't, like, listening, but someone, it was like something I was perusing through. I want to say it was Mark Henry. I guess he has like a show with, like,
Busted Open.
Busted Open, yeah.
Yeah.
And he talked about how, you know, why Punk was so mad and through all that whole thing. And he goes, the reason why he was so mad is because he loved that place so much. And he, you know, and this is what kind of always pissed me off about Punk through the whole thing. And why I was kind of like, you know, kind of fuck that guy, is because no one would know who the fuck CM Punk was if he never, like, if, like, he stayed over in ROH and just went through the indies and went to New Japan and all this other shit. No one would know who the fuck CM Punk was besides a bunch of, you know, silly marks sitting on Reddit. but he went to WWE. He made his name. He made, you know, millions of dollars and all the other shit. Mm-hmm. And when he left and doing all this bullshit of like, oh, they treated me so bad and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, you watch, I watched like that UFC documentary and, you know, he's living in some, you know, loft, not a loft. It's like a like really nice, luxurious apartment in Chicago, downtown Chicago. And I'm going, oh, I'm supposed to feel bad for CM Punk through all this. And it's like, you know, kind of fuck you. And it's like the ego of him to even do UFC, the MMA thing. That was always kind of chapped my ass a little bit too. But the reason why he was so fucking mad is because he was so hurt, you know, and I think he realized that, yeah, this is, you know, it's kind of like, I feel like no one can really make you mad as your spouse can, because your spouse, you love your spouse so much. And what if they like say something to you and it's like, oh, that fucking hurt.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at you right now. And I don't think I could ever be mad at anyone else. But if someone else, you know, it's because you love them so much and they did something that hurts you. And when someone that you love hurts you, those are the kind of reactions that you have. So I don't know. It's an interesting thought because I kind of always did think, you know, Punk may never go back. But after, you know, after a fucking year of that shit show over there, I kind of was like, well, it's just inevitable that he'll come back. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is supposed to... Now, I don't know how constantly active he'll be with matches and storyline and stuff. But as I understand it, this is a multi-year agreement. This is not... like they're just not bridging now to WrestleMania and then that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think 2 years, assuming there's not a press conference blow up or fight backstage or anything like that. Yeah, I think 2-3 years from now he's still around. He's either wrestling or he kind of set the stage that he might be doing some commentary too.
That would be really nice.
They could work him in there, but I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what they do. I mean, it's going to be, I mean, I feel like he's going to be part of the main event of one of the two nights of WrestleMania.
Easy. You know, I think again, man, I swear to God, some people on online are such marks. It's so funny. I'm saying that as I say that in a mean way. Pejorative, I was going to say. But, yeah. You know, like, watching Seth Rollins get all upset and all this other stuff, and they're like, oh my God, he's really pissed. See, look, CM Punk's already fucking pissing people off. And it's like, I think Seth Rollins likes money. I think that's what it is. Did you see, I liked Dom. He was going through the fence, and he was just like, money, like he goes, and I think he's already leveraging an angle with CM Punk as well. Like,
I think so.
Like, a lot of people see that, you know, regardless of what you think of Phil and all this other shit, and I even have my own things, but you know, like, the dude is money, and I can't deny that. The dude is absolute money. I don't, again, say what you want about wrestling, and wrestling's like so secondary to me. I'm like, oh, he's not as good of a wrestler as Kenny Omega. I'm like, yeah, and Kenny Omega is gonna make about a fraction of what CM Punk's gonna make in his career. But it's just like, you know,
I do think though, because I guess some of his appeal is he kind of represents, it looks more just like the ordinary guy,
like a dude,
just likes to fight,
like a dude. Yeah,
yeah, but now he's starting to get to the age that kind of looks too ordinary.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
We'll see. I think in the short term, I think they can make it work.
But I have to admit, I mean, I don't know when you were into wrestling. I wasn't into wrestling when CM Punk was a thing.
I knew who he was, and I knew some of the stuff surrounding him controversy-wise, but it was still from a... I'm at a good 50 foot.
Yeah, a good distance. And then I think we've already talked about this on, you know.
Yeah.
On the, oh my God. You won't believe who's about to jump on. We're going to delay everything because now this is a special episode.
No.
This is a special episode because after a long, long drought, we finally have the one, the only Stove is here to grace us with his presence.
I'm so tired.
We're about to end the show, Stove, and I'm so glad to see you.
Done.
Yeah. Oh,
son of a bitch. Were you really about to end?
No, I mean, we were just wrapping up wrestling talk, so I figured you're ready to come in and with your hot sports opinions.
I've got lots of analysis that I want to get into.
So CM Man. Punk, what do you think? What's going on?
Yeah, totally. I got it.
Oh my God. What everybody's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to either talk about that or I could talk about this Vanessa Hudgens cooking channel show I'm watching because it's, you know, it's holiday stuff. So
I was about to say I have volleyball going on behind me, which you can't really see. Which so
I'm blurred out.
I'm sure Ray would be really excited that I'm watching volleyball.
And that guy, we have a Tottenham group message on Twitter. The other night, he's on it too, and I'm like, his dedication to fringe women's sports is incredible.
It's one of the best bits. That is not a bit.
It's not a bit. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You know what? I will say right now, and again, I would say I would known Ray for 20 years, but actually he went to my high school. We graduated the same year. Never knew him. I only knew him well after we were out of high school. I love him to death. I really do. Good guy. He is a gay man, and I love him. I don't care. I don't care. I want him to be as free as he wants to be. And if he wants to watch fucking volleyball and shooting, archery or whatever the fuck?
I've forgotten just what all he followed now because he's tweeted about so much stuff.
It's hilarious.
And then he travels. Like last week he was in Arkansas. Like...
covering the TCU biathlon team. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. And then my favorite thing too about that was too, he posts the videos of the coach's press conference afterwards. Yeah. I'm like, bro, I don't even watch my own football team's press conference post game.
And like, he'll have a tweet and it'll just be like, man, it'll be a picture of how some TCU is like, they sign Lauren Jennings. And he'll be like, Lauren's gonna be a problem,
dude.
Be a problem.
Y'all better be ready, dude.
Well, she was.
Susan is about to come through this sumbitch, and she's about to fuck shit up.
Easily the top 20 transfer on the market.
And I'm like, how does anyone know that? No one knows that.
There's somebody on Twitter going, reading it, just nodding like, yeah, he's right.
Oh my God. If we could have a call-in show right now, I'd be like, I need you. If you're a big reader of old Ray Cartwright, I need you to. I know this last part of the podcast is for five people, but yeah, regardless, sure. if you read Ray Cartwright, you just man, this is great shit. You know what's his he writes for the Rangers.
Evan Grant
Wilson. What's his name?
Evan Wilson?
Evan Wilson, no. He does the Star Telegram, and he was writing, going, you know, like retweeting, you know, Ray because he was covering the women's basketball team.
He goes, okay.
I mean, not even the Star Telegram's covering this, so I'm just really glad that he's covering it. I'm like, yeah, that's maybe be your point. Like, no one's covering this.
No, yeah.
And he's the only Ray.
He's the only one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's impressive. It really is.
The dedication for the most sparse of sports that are run by women is incredible.
I did in the beginning, I definitely questioned whether it was something that was like he was getting paid for it or he just kept showing up and they just like, yeah, just let him do it. Like,
He's rolling. Just let him go.
Yeah. You let him on the field? No one else is here.
Who's going to stop him?
I know. It's like he has a press pass. I mean, I guess anyone can get one of those. It's not that big of a deal.
I guess.
He's probably made his.
I'm going to have Ray listen to the last 4 minutes of this podcast. Man.
I'm just thinking of the tweets where he's like live at like a Tuesday night soccer game in February and it's 34 degrees outside. Right. And he's,
okay. I'm going to reveal this. So it was during, hold on. Was it during a Cowboys game or was it during the World Series? I want to say it was the World Series.
Okay.
It was literally like game 3 or 4. And I guess Jacob was on a text thread with him and everybody's getting hyped for the game. Oh, you see that? Da, da, da. And then Ray just chimes in, "Sorry, this is a soccer night or something like that."
Of course he did.
And I was just like, "Dude, how the fuck?"
Yeah, and he's into it. He really is.
He really is. I mean, I would love to get. Let me text Ray right now. Can he jump on real quick and defend himself?
You just love to be as passionate about anything as Ray is about fringe TCU sports.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Get him on.
Get him on right now. Let's see if he jump. What is he doing?
Analyzing transfers from the.
I guarantee you, he's watching film.
He's watching this Texas Tennessee game right now, just to see if he can get anybody in the portal.
He's watching Equestrian. You guys know that, but he's on ESPN Plus right now.
I don't know. I mean, just Ray's a good guy. I mean, that's the problem is he's not a terrible guy. But it's hilarious how he has latched into women's sport. All right, I'm sending him right now. Twitter. All right, Ray should be on soon. What else was he doing tonight?
Yeah, I don't think he sleeps either.
No, he does not sleep. We want to see that this is a real thing. Sorry.
Does Jacob still do the whole not sleeping thing too? They're both on the not sleep stuff.
Well, if they don't sleep, it may be for other like because of different other reasons. Things that were going on. Some additives, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess you could call it that.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's funny that we got onto Ray. Let's go. Hold on, where's Ray at? Oh, there he is.
Oh, he's already on.
Hey, there he is.
And Ray is on.
It's like he was waiting with his headset on. I mean, what?
He waits away, waiting for a podcast at all times.
I was the Lenny, the Simpsons meme of him sitting in the crowd, waiting.
You're just waiting for your time to jump on. Well, Ray, I don't know how we got onto this organic conversation about your fondness of obscure women's sports.
Dude, this fucking Texas Tennessee.
Oh, here we go.
Fucking insane.
That's what I said.
I cannot believe that. Of course, this match ended on a review. Goddamn. The 2 points before, they took 10 minutes to review a fucking point, only to stick with the original call. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
That's crazy.
I know, man. We were just discussing that. So,
Ray, how quick does ESPN Plus put up the replay so I can watch it on demand?
It'd be, I think, available right after.
Oh, dude,
so I'm waiting for the Arizona State freaking Stanford match.
Same.
And yeah. Now
how much money
minutes.
Do you have on that stuff? How much
actually,
money do you have?
Actually,
on
can't, yeah, if I can bet on it, I may be into it.
You have a parlay going on right now.
Yeah.
And then, of course, fucking Texas wins.
So, do you think Madison Skinner will get into the portal this year?
No, I think she's done after this year.
Oh, whoa, is she going in pro? Like, dude, pro?
I think she's a senior, but I'm not sure. She beast tonight. I had 25 kills. That's insane.
You know what I think we found out from that Texas-Tennessee match tonight?
What did we find? What did we learn? Tell us what we learned.
I think we now know who the real UT is, guys.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah. How you doing?
Finally settled.
Damn right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I've been waiting for this game all year, and it's you know.
Dude, Texas back to the Elite Eight.
Man.
Hey, we stay there. You know.
What was I telling Jay? We were just talking earlier in this podcast. Rangers win the World Series.
That's right.
Dallas Cowboys win the Super Bowl.
Given.
National championship from UT.
That's right.
Stars. Who else? Matt,
you got Tottenham.
And,
trying to.
And then we said the women's volleyball natty is in the bag. I don't know.
Are we going back to back? Back to back championships.
What can I say? We won last year? That's so crazy.
Well, of course we did. I mean, I was a little distracted by TCU field hockey.
There had to have been something else on.
Hey, speaking of field hockey, man, did you
see here we go.
The incredible story coming out of North Carolina?
No.
Their freaking coach was a player last year. Once she graduated, she took over as head coach and led him back to the national championship. Won the whole damn thing.
Good Lord.
It's one of the most insane sports stories you'll ever
I don't ever know read. About that.
Did
but
she,
all right.
Did she, like, put on a wig and disguise herself and play on the team at any point?
Say Bobby Valentine.
Oh, my God. Was the crazy?
Rand Mattson is her name.
Was it ran by like a maybe a stepfather who had a son that could jump on the team, you know? Like,
well, this is women's
kind of like crazy eyes or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're referring to.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate
Rest
it.
In peace to everyone involved.
Yes. Well, goddamn, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
No, Ray. Well, no, we just wanted to get an update on the all women's sports. And, you know, we knew you were following tonight.
Women's sports are happening. Hey, we get a Pac-12 after dark between Arizona State and Stanford.
I'm sorry, but that sounds sexy right there.
I was going to say, it doesn't have any different meaning.
I was about to say, what exactly happens after dark?
Okay. Good sports.
Oh, God.
So no more Pac-12, though. No more Pac-12 after this. When is the last official Pac-12 sport? It would have to be baseball or softball, right?
Maybe track. Track.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Forever. Yeah. But probably the one people actually care. It would be baseball.
Yeah. Shooting or something.
Rifle ends in March.
Rifle. It's a singular...
I sure hope fucking everybody listens.
West Virginia.
We're an hour
to beat
in rifle.
Here in rifle.
Rifle. We're at an hour 7. I swear to God, you're a fucking idiot if you don't listen to this last 5 minutes of this podcast. I swear to God, you're a fucking moron.
Did y'all talk Christmas music before I got on?
No, we did not talk Christmas music. Okay. We did talk. Seinfeld. We talked.
Oh, okay.
Stand-up comedy. Stand-up we previewed comedy. The playoff.
Playoff. The playoff. Kind of.
Playoffs.
Yeah. So
you guys talking playoffs?
Yeah. It's the time. For
we did y'all talk Fenway Bowl too?
Fenway.
I figured you were already camped there.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the 28th or whatever it is.
It's the 28th.
What are y'all talking about?
SMU's playing the Fenway Bowl.
Oh.
At Fenway Park.
What bowl is TCU playing in? Because I was going to review that.
The rifle.
I was going to
review on your couch bowl.
We were going to review that one later.
We're going to have to wait till 2024 to review that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
down here.
Good times
for the frogs.
Well, Stove, I hope we get you back on another episode that is that's more than 10 minutes, but I'll try to plan this up a little bit better. But
Yeah, it's all right. I jumped on as soon as I saw. I actually had some time. Got the kids down. You know, it's kind of nice. So.
Y'all have the hellish of times getting children down.
Well, Ashley's out of town this week, so it's just me.
Oh, man.
So it's been rough.
Prayers to stove.
Y'all should just follow my lead and live that sink life. Do you know about sink?
No.
Single income, no kids.
Single income, no kids.
Wow.
Well, but first you have to have that single income, though.
I make a couple bucks here and there.
I'm glad to hear it, Ray.
We scrape enough to make rent.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good, Ray.
Ray's got an OnlyFans, and it's just him talking to other coaches and stuff.
After dark.
Yeah.
It's literally OnlyFans.
Yeah. It has to be. No one could have just stumbled upon this shit. No one at all. I was going to say, I'm going to end on this. Ray, I mean, like, do you really have, like, is there, like, this large, like, not following, but, like, of folks that are just like, man, no one's covering this sport?
I mean, no one really does cover volleyball, and it's one of the fastest growing sports in America.
Beach or the regular one?
Regular, indoor.
Indoor, sorry. I don't know.
Look at Nebraska earlier this year. Sold out Lincoln Memorial Stadium.
Oh, that's true.
92,000 fans. They're setting, there was a couple,
I mean,
about a month ago.
To be honest, Wisconsin, there's nothing to do in Lincoln. There's nothing to do in Lincoln, so that would have been perfectly fine. There's nothing else to do.
Ray, when you went to Arkansas last week, did who covered the flights? And all? You flew there, right? You didn't drive, did you?
No, I rented a car and drove up.
You did? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Pretty cool, dude.
We just don't know how the funding for this is happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not worry about that.
Okay. Okay.
Let's not worry. Hey, but there is a GoFundMe out there.
So, okay.
You know, and the tip jar is open on all social media.
I'm about to say, do you want to put your fucking Venmo out there, Ray?
Yeah.
Do you want to get that
Venmo at Ray-Cartwright?
Oh, I love it.
All right.
Yeah, everybody give willingly. Now, I don't want to see you.
My love and my passion for women's sports.
Oh, good Lord. Does everybody know that you're almost, I mean, you're closer to 40, though? Does everybody know that?
They seem a little surprised sometimes.
You do have have a young boyish charm, but I don't think people realize.
Yeah, I'm busting out there, no cap.
I was about to slap you earlier today. I swear to God. I was like, Ray, you were too old to be talking like this. I know you're hanging out with all these children.
Brad, that's sus. Tell me mid.
You forgot on God.
On God.
On God. Okay, well, let's end this thing. I might not even release the entire podcast. I'll just release the part where Ray gets on.
You can always clip it.
Yeah.
Brad, no more Rugnetto door tweets to me.
Oh, yeah. Did you see me fire up? Negative.
Yes.
Negative 7 points on Reddit. They did not like that. Downvotes. They did not like, hey, can we get it about the large trophy, not the spare who just got a lucky hit on somebody?
The beating.
All right.
Good talk. Yep.
World champions, what's up? How's it going?
Go Christmas.
Bye. All right. Go Christmas. All right.
Later.
See you.
Happy Hanukkah.
See ya.